Something like that, we need COZ out here.
I see you were busy today, Jim. You worked a lot of stuff. I pulled up your page before on QRZ and looked at your log. So you seem to have had a busy day.
Yeah, I don't know if you were home. I didn't know what the deal was. I didn't know if you were around, but six was very strange today. Six was open for most of the day. It was extremely strange. Signals would be there for like 5-10 seconds. I mean, like 20 over, and then they would just disappear. You could watch on the DX map. The E-cloud was directly over the whole Northeast and out into the Midwest, and then all of a sudden signals would disappear. The cloud would go away, and then about maybe 45 minutes later, boom, it was back again. It was like that all day. I only managed 3 contacts, but it was absolutely incredible. I heard a bunch of stations, but they would just disappear so fast. We actually even had some a nice opening to South America and down into the Caribbean. I didn't hear any, but they were all over the map. They were down into Brazil and Argentina. There was even a couple of multiple e-hops over to Europe that were being worked. So six is on fire the last week or so.
Hopefully something like that happens tomorrow, because I'm all set up and ready to go. I'm just waiting for the time to operate, you know. What else did I do? Oh, I threw every coax out the window here, so all I got coming in now is HF and this radio, the VHF, UHF. So all the other things, the YF220, it took off, this commuter cables, actually, I threw that out the window. What else did I have in here? I threw everything out but these two radios, the HF and this. But HF, when I came home, was just dead. And just for the record, I'm usually getting to my car, it's about 1 a.m., and then I have the drive from Belmore or Wantagh train station.
Oh, okay, so you're not home at this point, or I guess you're commuting home. But HF was dead. I spent most of the day just scanning 6 meters and playing with things on six. I would check HF every once in a while, but I wasn't hearing much of anything. I was amazed when I worked Jordan JY4CI. I could not believe it. I mean, he had a humongous pile of them, and he called for the K2M, and I was like, no way. I couldn't believe it. Two nights in a row. Last night, Kuwait, and tonight, Jordan. I haven't worked Jordan, so that's a brand new one for me. Kuwait, I worked with the old call, but that's a new one for this call. So, yeah, I've been having some great luck, Steve. Asking you now about the, have you tried HF, with the coaxes out, everything out, any problems, or what's the deal?
No, it was, dead. I didn't do it this morning, I did it yesterday, but I haven't been on HF since. If you want to pop over there quick, I could, fire it up, and, we could try it.
Yeah, sure, not a problem. You know, just give me a spot and we'll go. We'll see if that does anything for you. I'm not gonna hold my breath. I hate saying that to you, but we'll give it a shot.
Okay, well, I'm gonna need like a full minute to just charge up the power supply before it settles. I don't want to run all that chop through the radio, so. Let's go for 14,300, and it was dead as a doornail up there, so I don't think there'll be anybody, and I'll meet you there. I'll give you a call when it's ready, over here, KB2TIA.
Okay, not a problem. I get the radio on, and I'll be waiting for your call. All right, with that, we'll pass it over to Rocky. Sorry to... keep going into these things, Rocky. But we're trying to cure Steve.
Hey, Jim, that's not a problem at all. I listen, I learn also. I just want to ask Steve one thing, if he has it on his radio. Steve, do you have a audio monitor on that radio?
Audio monitor, like a talkback type feature?
I was wondering if you had on that one, because the 850 I picked up, I could monitor my audio going out on it.
Negatory.
Okay, I was just wondering. I was surprised to find out that I had that on the 850.
Yep, that's a beautiful radio, leaps and bounds ahead of mine. So, I'm kind of, I wouldn't even say it's vintage, I guess. It's from 1980, my radio.
Mine's in somewhere in a 53 billion serial number. I think what I read, they stopped making them, I think, in 1995. But as I said, that other ham that looked at it for me said the radio, as far as he could see, was in fantastic condition. When I opened it up, there wasn't even any dirt on the fan.
I don't want to jinx it, but so far I'm winning. I bid on a Kenwood 120. Was it 130? Kenwood 130, I think it is. And so I'm still the leader. So we'll see what happens. It's going to close sometime tomorrow.
What's the full model number of it? I want to bring it up.
TS-130.
Okay, I'll look at that. There was a jet stream on. I was telling Charlie yesterday. There was a jet stream, the JT220M on eBay. Guy said he only had it for 2 weeks. I shot him a question, why is he selling it so quick? He said he needed money for another toy. Yeah, it was just like brand new in the box. He was asking $180 for a ship that normally goes anywhere from $215 to $229 if you look around.
Good to know. I'm ready if you want to start. I'll give you a call over there. Thanks for that info, Rocky. I appreciate it. KB2TIA.
Okay, Steve, I'm there.
KD2BOR, N1LU Mobile.
N1LU. Good morning, Charlie. KD2BOR, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's Friday, so that's always a nice perk.
Yeah, as I don't know if you were monitoring at home, I was telling Steve, after everything I had to do for Debbie's father yesterday, I went and cut the back and front yard, filled up a 30-gallon garbage can with clippings, and edged and did everything, and boy, I'm feeling it this morning.
Yeah, I'm overdue. I should have done it yesterday, but I had no energy. So hopefully I can get it done today. What do you do with the clippings?
Hey, you're a little noisy right now. I think you said, what do I do with the clippings? I put them in a bag, and I got them in the back of my truck right now, and I bring them down by the shop.
Oh, okay. Well, you just throw them in the trash.
Yeah, we don't have any strict laws around here about grass clippings, because it goes into the dump and just rots away anyway. Says he spreads his around in his tomato garden, and I've seen it, and it stops the weeds from growing, but I don't know, when you got grass laying around like that, it tends to get very sticky, you know, when it starts rotting.
Yeah, I know some people that save it for compost, but you gotta, you know, you gotta treat compost, you gotta let it sit there, you gotta work it, you gotta work it.
Charlie, I don't know where you are or what power level you're on, but you're real, real noisy into the repeater.
KB2TIA.
K2MIJ.
No, college guys. Charlie's out there. I want to see if he got a better spot or turned his power up. Come on back, Charlie.
Yeah, I've been on high power the whole time. I guess the repeater's a little sick this morning.
Okay, very good. 82BOR, Steve, why don't you pick it up and give it to Jim after that.
Good morning, Charlie. I was looking at your page. I saw the changes you made. And I like your little paragraph about changing your call. Gave me a chuckle. Your text is a little wacky, though. Is some sentences only have like two words, and it's like spread out. The content is funny, but your the structure of your paragraph is like all over the place. It's not where it should be. I just wanted to let you know that. And if you see it normally, I could send you a picture of how it looks on my screen. And you might just have to shorten the paragraph, you know, the length of the sentences, and it'll appear fine on everybody's system. But I just wanted to let you know that. And over to you, Jim. Unfortunately, the test didn't go well.
Yeah, okay. Good morning, Charlie. I'm looking at your page now that Steve had mentioned that. Yeah, I see the same thing with your paragraph. Charlie, I didn't know you had an 857. That's interesting. I've been thinking about, seeing as this 450 is dead, I've been thinking about if I do go, decide to go QRO, I believe I may go for the 857. It's the big brother to the 817, so... I know the menu system in the 817, so how do you like the 857? Maybe you give me some critique on the 857. So anyway, I'll pass it over to, who gets it? Rocky, I guess. Rocky, you pick it up and then pass it back to Charlie, I guess. KD2BOR, K2MIJ.
Very good, Jim. Thanks. Steve, question. Which TS-130 are you looking at? Was that on eBay?
Yes.
Is it the one with the power supply?
Negative. It just said with the mic and the wire.
Okay, I'll search a little bit more. All right, why don't you throw it over to Charlie? Maybe he can answer Jim's question on that radio. KD2BOR.
Okay, take it away, Charlie.
Okay, very good. First off, yeah, Steve, send that to me because I see it normally on my computer. That way I can try to fix it. And I like the 857 a lot. I've got a really old one. I've got one of the first ones that came out, the non-D. So I think modifications are limited to what I can do on mine. It's got a lot of features to control audio and mic gain, and it's a lot neater than the ICOM 706, in my opinion. The only drawback on the 857 is a small display, but I've gotten used to that by now. And I bought an external SWR bridge from LDG, and that makes it feel like it's a bigger radio, as you can see from the picture. I have the the external watt meter. It does everything. It'll show you modulation. It's a neat little unit. It just plugs into the front of the underside of the front panel. But it's a nice radio. I like it a lot. Over to you, Jim.
Okay, very good, Charlie. Yeah, it looks nice. I've been interested in that radio. The display on that one's a little bigger than what's on the 817. It almost looks double the size of what I got. So I imagine the menu system is probably very similar. So I'm sure there's not much to for me to feel my way around. And I'm wondering, is that the LDG Pro 2 or... is that the Pro 1 antenna tuner? I've been thinking about if I was going to go QRO. I love LDG. I love my Z11. And that's the way I would probably go with the Pro 1 or the Pro 2. So on a quick over, you could just tell me which LDG tuner that is.
I believe that's the first one. The one.
Okay. And how do you find it? I love my Z11. This thing will match just about anything, and in about the quickest amount of time I've ever seen a tuner work. Do you have much problems, or does it take much time finding a match?
No, once it initially finds the match, it doesn't have too long to find it. After that, it seems to store them in memory. I like it a lot. It seems to tune everything I put at it for the most part. It's just very, very noisy. It sounds like it's breaking.
Yeah, I know. That's the feeling I had with the Z11. It's the latching relays inside. The first time I went to tune my antenna, I shut the radio off. I thought I burned something out.
Yeah, it's real, real noisy when it's doing the... But I've gotten used to that.
Yeah, I've gotten used to it, too. Now it doesn't frighten me, but originally I was scared. I thought I burned something up. So anyway, over to you, Steve. You pick it up, and then I guess you pass it around. I'm not going to stay in here much longer. KB2 TIA, and the group K2 MIJ.
Okay, Jim, thanks. KB2 TIA. Rocky, I gave you the wrong model number. It's TS120. I was looking at two different ones. And that's the one I bid on. So under $200, I figured I could pick it up as a secondary rig. I don't want to go crazy on it, you know, but and there's not much in the budget, so got to do what I can do. But so far I've been winning that bid. Now we probably jinxed it. But it's going to end in like 10 hours or something like that. But that I gave you the wrong model number, so it's a TS120. I had you looking at the wrong one. So, over to you, KD2BOR, KB2TIA.
Thanks, Steve. I'm looking at it now. That's the one from North Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. You got 11 hours, 51 minutes, and 3 seconds left.
That's the one. I don't have the computer up. I was looking at it on my phone.
You want to know what it's at, or should I say...
I hope you don't say. I already said too much.
That's why I didn't say anything. No problem.
I was going to say you're gonna ask for people to bid you up there, Steve.
Rookie mistake. I'm only going to hang out for a couple more go-rounds. And I have a feeling I'm going to have a rough day tomorrow with the kids. So I hear my daughter coughing in her sleep out there, and she's sleeping on the couch tonight. I can keep an eye on her. And in between transmissions, I've been popping out there to take a look at her. But both of them, their fever broke, and they're still coughing their heads off. And I doubt they'll be going to school. So it might be a rough day tomorrow. KB2TIA. Let's see if Charlie's back. What are you, Charlie?
About kids in school. I went through it, and now my daughter's going through it with my grandkids. Seems like every day they bring home something new. So I have sympathy for you. I know it's no fun. I hate going over there because I know usually whenever I go over my daughter's, I'm going to bring something home with me.
Yeah, I joke around at work saying that they're my little plate carriers. But it seems whenever I'm around kids, like their friends come over or something, I always end up getting sick like a day later. In any case, then I'm at my job being in a hotel, and I'd say 60% or more of our clientele is from abroad, you know, Japan, China, or, you know, Germans, and all kinds of European nations and stuff. So, and most of them have no concept of personal space, let me tell you. And so many of them insist on shaking your hand just for asking you any simple question. I'm sure I'm picking up germs left and right. But what can you do? It's the, you know, occupational hazard, I guess. I got to be friendly, and, you know, so. In any case, let me pass it over to Charlie. And 1LU, KB2TIA.
Just give me a minute. I'm eating my snack. I'll be back in 1LU.
Okay, Rocky, why don't you take it?
82VOR. I was just reading some reviews on EHAM. Not bad.
Yeah, it's a simple radio. It's 10 through 80, no walk bands. But it'd be nice to have as a backup here. I've been running now with no backup. And especially with this RF problem I've been getting, never know if it's something in that radio. And I'd hate to be stuck with nothing. So, you know, it's a simpler radio from a simpler day. And I'd be happy to have it in the shack. That's about it.
Good luck. I hope you get it. I got to get my antenna situation straightened out at home, but like I told you, there's no money in the ham radio fund at all right now, the way business has been. I just got to hold off. I do more monitoring than anything else. The SWR isn't too bad at certain times, and other times it just goes sky high, and I just got to go to the monitoring mode. I can't transmit on it.
Alrighty. Over to you, Jim. I know you said you didn't want to stay off, stay on too much longer. So, K2MIJ, KB2TIA.
Okay, Steve, KB2TIA and the group, K2MIJ. Yeah, I'm probably going to get out after this. Yeah, Steve, I was thinking, well, first I was going to suggest that this weekend maybe I'd come over and we could work on that, but now that you're telling me the kids are down, I'm going to pass on it until they're better. I have a brand new roll. I just found it. I don't even know how old it is, but I have some RG8 coax that I guess I've never unrolled. I was thinking we could try some brand new coax and see if that does anything. I mean, I don't know what you got there. It's coax, how many times it's been in and out. And whatever, you know what I mean? Who knows? So I figured we could try that. But I think I'll wait until the kids are better. So I don't bring anything home from your house. And what else was I? I was going to say maybe you should look into possibly another tuna. I mean, unless you're happy with that tuna. I thought you were saying it was kind of like a mobile tuna or something. You know, that might be a suggestion. A nice LDG like Charlie's got there. They're about 179, I think, brand new. You'd probably get them cheaper on eBay or whatever. But that might be a way to go. They're great tuners. None of the spinning the knobs like you got to do there. It's just you hit the tune button and it's a whole set of latching relays inside of it, and it does the job automatically. And when the LED goes green, you're good. So that's just a suggestion. You might think that way also. So I'll pass it back to you, and then I'll listen out on your final, and I'm probably going to get out of here. So I'll say 73 to Charlie, 73 to Rocky, and 73 to you too, Steve, but I'll listen out for your final. So back over to you for a quick one.
Yeah, I definitely would love to get my hands on an auto tuner, definitely. But it won't be for a while, so I can free up some funds. And I don't mind the manual tuner so much, you know. It can be an adventure sometimes, finding what the right settings. But for the most part, it works okay.
but it is an auto tuner, a travel tuner, and you know, it's I don't think it was designed for wires and any kind of antenna like the Gap Titan DX or something, you know, of that complexity. So you know, in any case, 73, Jim, always a pleasure. And you can always send me the text updates when you hear stuff. And if I'm able to get on, I'll get on. But usually I'm only getting to my car at about 1 a.m. And then it's the short drive home. So, and I'm gone from probably around 2 in the afternoon. I'm out of the house. So, but thanks for thinking of me. Over to you, Charlie. KB2TIA.
All right, 73, Jim. Good hearing you. Yeah, I'd like to get the, what is it, the YT-100 for my 857 for when I go to Florida. It'd be nice to have something to extend the range of a ham stick or whatever antenna I might be using. I hear they work pretty good, and I do like my LDG, and they're reasonable. I don't know about 179, no. I think mine was the YT-100, I think, is $199, no. I bought mine used for about 180, so I did pretty good. Anyway, 73 Rock, over to you.
Hey, very good, thanks, Charlie. K2BOR. 73 Jim, have a good night. Hopefully we catch you out there tomorrow. Steve, over to you. I don't know how long you're going to hang in there.
I'm just about to pack it in. It's probably a good time as any. And that's about it. I don't have much to add. I can't believe how much I slept today. That was unheard of for me to get that kind of sleep. I guess I needed it, you know. So on that trend, I'll try to get a little more tonight. KP2TIA, 73 to all.
All right, 73, Steve. Talk to you later. And 1LU.
73, Steve. KD2BOR.
All right, so it looks like Monday's a go.
What time do you normally get here, Charlie? I don't remember. I was talking to Carlos yesterday.
I usually get there around 2:15. I'm going to try to get there around 2 on Monday. That way I'm not, you know, rushing out.
No problem. I was talking to Carlos late morning yesterday, and he had to go get something to eat. He said he was getting a headache or something like that. And on that LYT or whatever it is, 100, the tuner, on eBay, I found it right now for $199 new.
Yeah, I'd like to find one used. Used but not abused. But right now I'm in the same position as you. I got no radio funds. In fact, I'm going to have to start selling stuff to pay back the check that I borrowed from work, you know, from my vacation, to buy this this Kenwood. So I'm going to probably put a few things on the market, unfortunately. But, you know, I do this all the time. And then next year I'll do the same thing. I'll get a check and get something that tickles my fancy. I think next year I'm going to have to think about a backup HF rig.
Well, first thing on my agenda when some funds come in is I got to do something, like I keep saying, about my antenna at home. As I was saying to Steve, sometimes I can transmit, the SWR stays under, I was almost up to 2, but other times, depending on where I go, oh my God, I've seen it go over 3-1 already, and I said, oops, I had to stop transmitting.
And 1LU, yeah, I'd like to narrow that down, though. I have a feeling it might be a coax. I had my Antron 99 on the ground for years, getting covered by snow and leaves year after year. I pulled it out, cleaned it up, hooked it up, and it works fine. Not much can go wrong with those antennas unless they're all beat up. So I have a feeling it might just be old coax. Maybe you ended up getting water migrating into it or something.
I got to ask my landlord one more time if he can get that corner cleaned out so I can get back there. That's the first thing I'm going to buy. Like I said, I need coax either way. I'm not going to use that coax. It's too old, but they just haven't gotten that corner cleaned out. There's nothing I can do right now.
It's that messy that you can't get over there with a ladder?
Yes. He's got a 55-gallon drum sitting there. I don't know what it's for. His wife has got all her sticks for her garden. I can't even get around the side of the house to put a ladder there and get up to the antenna.
Yeah, okay, that's too bad. Yeah, you don't want to bug them, because then they might give you a hard time. So I can understand your situation.
And it's a guy on eBay, he's got an FT-100 with the YT-100 tuner, up to $405 so far.
Yeah, I don't need another radio, at least not right now. Certainly can't afford another one. But I guess when I see you on Monday, you'll give me that mic for Don, and then I'll make plans to get back to him and get your mic back.
That's no problem. I tried it out. There's nothing wrong with his. It sounds good. The last one I tried, there must have been something wrong with it. Yeah, it's all ready to go. It's sitting on top of my little box here I put over my radio, so I'm all ready with that.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to Carlos getting on the air with that radio. If he's got all the right connectors, he should be able to just, plug everything in and start transmitting, so we may even hear him. I'm sure we'll hear him the next day.
Yeah, well, I've already got this frequency programmed in, and I got it on medium power, as I was telling Steve earlier. The radio is very simple to change power on. You hit the function button in the front, and in the top right is the button for power. You know, you got to hit the function button each time you want to change it. You know, it's not like my 78, 79 in this 635. You know, each time you want to change the power, hit function power. It works real easy.
Yeah, that's, I think that's a trait of Kenwood. That's what I have to do here. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not with this radio, no. I've got a power button. All I have to do is hit it, and it changes power levels. But, I've had that on other radios. I think my Olinko does that. The 605 PQ. That's because some of the buttons function as two, they handle two functions. If you press it without the function button, it does one thing. And then if you press it after the function button, it does another thing.
Yeah, I know how to do it on my 78 and 79 real easy. I know the Olinko here, but I haven't checked. I guess the 235 is the same. I don't even know. I've never even cleared that radio yet since I got it from you. Some look like you're programmed on medium power. I could be reading the screen wrong. I don't know. I gotta look at the book later on today and see how to change the power level on that radio.
Yeah, I think you have. I'm trying to remember myself. Yeah, I think you might have to press the function button and then the power button, high, low. I think it's only, at least the one I have, only has two power levels, high and low, I believe. I haven't used it in a while. I got to get the antenna back up. But anywho, that's the story.
If I'm not mistaken, that 235 is only 25 watts high power, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong on that.
No, that's correct. It's only 25 watts high. That's what most of the 220 radios are. The newer ones, the Jetstream and the TYTs, they all do 50. But a lot of the older ones, like ours and the ICOMs, even some of the older Kenwoods, they only do 25. Apparently, they felt you didn't need more than 25 watts for 220.
N1LU, KD2BOR. You know, that's what I can't understand about that 857. The reason I had almost the amount of money to buy an 857 new before I bought the Kenwood, but my thinking was I didn't have enough money to get an antenna tuner, all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know, I guess that's why I went the route that I did.
Morning, Carlos. I think you made the right choice. That's a much better radio. You'll really enjoy that once you get your upgrade. That radio is going to really, really sound good. You're going to sound good on it. It's going to be a lot of fun to use. That's a nice radio. I hope to have one, either that one or the 870, by the time I retire. Maybe if my wife throws me a big 60th birthday party, I'll tell everybody, just give me cash. I'm going to put it towards a new radio. Katie 2, DKO, this is N1LU Mobile.
Morning, N1LU. Charlie, good morning, KV2BOR. Rocky, how are you guys doing tonight?
Be my habit. Pretty good, Carlos. How you doing tonight?
Really good. I'm excited about this this radio, Rocky. You know, I'm thinking about the SWR, though. I don't think I'm going to have a reason to ever use it on 50 watts, but I hear that these roll-up antennas can do really well on the SWR, usually between 1.2 and no worse than 1.3 to 1.
Carlos, when you come down, I have a Micronta. I have the adapter on it. I don't use it. Yesterday, I did some maintenance on my car antenna. I tightened up the set screws, put a little dielectric grease on the threads where I screwed the antenna on, and I checked my SWR, and it's fine. So if you want to take the meter with you tomorrow, I can always get it back from you. Then you can see what's going on once you hook it up.
I really appreciate that, Rob. Yeah, I guess it'd be best, you know, I don't plan on using the 50 watts, but, you know, even if it's 10 watts, you don't want to do something that might mess up the final. All right, over to you, Charlie. N1LU, KDKO.
All right, give me a minute. I'm underneath the apartment. I'll be back, N1LU.
Carlos, I checked the SWR. I know the SWR is basically better on that roll-up J-pole on 2 meters than it is 440, and I checked mine at home. I only got mine hanging from a ceiling light, and I put a plastic tie wrap through the end of it to keep it so it doesn't hit this metal that I got there, and I had no problem with SWR on 2 meters on that J-pole.
And towards you.
Knowledge, John. Are you still out there, Carlos?
I kind of doubled it in the beginning there, Rocky. The first half was said.
We got John. We'll get right to you, John. I said I checked the SWR on my J-pole at home. It tends to be better on the 2-meter for me, but I didn't have any SWR problem. You'll find out. This meter, I'll show you when it comes. It's so easy to use. It's unbelievable.
Great. I'm looking forward to it.
Very good. Let's pass it over to John. Let's see. N2RCP. I remember, John. How you doing tonight? KD2BOR.
Okay. Very good there, Rocky. Yeah, still with your season 1 watt. I'm making a trip, okay?
No problem here. I got to go see the little boys' room. Why don't you pick it up with Carlos, and we have N1LU out there also in the mobile. KD2BOR.
Okay, very good. Good morning there, Carlos. How are you?
Hey, John. How are you doing tonight? Okay, this, we were talking to this afternoon. Brian seemed like a good guy there. He sounded really powerful in that UV5R. I don't think I've heard a UV5R that sounds that powerful. For a moment, I thought that he was talking on an external microphone, but he said no.
Radio works real good, especially when you're outside, when outside in time. Charlie has one too. He sounds real good on it also. N1LU. Are you back yet? This is N2RCP. This is my Wushan. 1 watt.
N2RCP, N1LU. Yeah, maybe get a little bit closer. Your audio is just a tad on the low side. Makes it a little bit difficult for someone in a mobile like me to hear you. But you're good into the repeater. Just got to bring up the audio level a little bit. But good to hear you. Yeah, that guy makes really good antennas. I've got to get a dual bander myself, but right now I'm using an antenna. It's a one of those Arrow J poles, all aluminum. I've got that pulled up high into a tree, and I tell you, it really works good. SWR is real flat on it. I really like that antenna. I'm thinking of getting one for work. I'm trying to set up a a little station at work in the foreman office where I hang out most of the time, so I can check into the CVS retirees net Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on this machine. So I wouldn't mind buying another one. I really like the antennas, and they're well built. Back to you, John, and then you can pass it over to Carlos. This is N1LU, KC2RCP, N1LU. Go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, N2RCP, N2, yeah, I'm working off my Wushan 1 watt with the outside antenna on the roof. It's a lot better, correct?
Yeah. You're not using a speaker mic with that?
No, negative. Right off the radio.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, the 1 watt's doing fine. And I guess you got closer to it so I can hear you better. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, very good. Just wanted to let you know what the outside antenna on the roof can do. I've just got an external, well, more extension cable here sitting in the living room watching TV. Alright. Very good. Back to you, Carlos. KD2DKO and RCP.
2RCP on the group. This is KD2DKO. Yeah, it sounds good, John, but the audio is a little low. That's why I'm telling you, when I heard the audio this afternoon with that guy Brian, calls with what, KD2DKR. He sounded like he was using a preamp or something. It sounded that powerful off his, UV5R. I don't know how he's using it in the mobile, because that can be pretty dangerous picking up an HD and while driving. But he sounded really powerful. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it was UV5R. Anyway, let me throw it over to Rocky to see that. KD2BOR, KD2BKO. Guess not. Let's throw it over to Charlie, N1LU, KD2BKO.
Okay, very good. Don't mind me, I'm just looking over my shoulder at the city. The skyline looks real nice today. No pollution or fog. So everything's sparkling. The Freedom Tower's lit up real nice. Looks like a piece of diamond jewelry over there. I tell you, the New York City skyline is quite spectacular. On a nice day, anyway. I wish I could stop on the George Washington Bridge as I'm going over and take a shot of it. But my luck, I'd wind up in jail getting a cavity search or something. Go ahead, John.
Well, I want that to happen, right? Yeah, most of the time, just my audio is low because I'm a soft-spoken guy. I don't like to shout. I talk softly. I guess I have to get closer to the mic that way. That's one of my downfalls. Talk soft. And that other guy that was on this afternoon, he got a high-pitched voice. High-pitched voices are much louder than soft-spoken people. Back to you, Carlos.
Thanks, John. Charlie, I just heard the message that you left this afternoon. I checked, and apparently this person was recently licensed, but I have heard him before when he wasn't, and I can tell he wasn't. But I'm assuming that he's using a correct call sign. But just wanted to let you know that I did check him up on QRZIP, and I came to the conclusion that if he was recently licensed, he wasn't when he was transmitting 2 months back when I first heard him.
Do me a favor, text me the call sign. I want to look it up too myself. I want to check out a few things.
All right, I'll do that.
Yeah, thanks, Carlos. I just was able to read that. I don't know if it was the repeater or what, but this thing is tending to be noisy. Charlie, Universal, YT-100, $165.
And 1LU, is that new or used?
I think it's new. It's on, what the heck I just said, Ham City.
Oh, okay, I thought you said Universal. Ham City, oh, okay. I'll have to check that out.
I might have said Universal. No, I'm on Ham City site, and I'm looking at it. YT-100, $165.
That's a good price if it's new. Like I said, I've seen it for $199. But it's been around a while. So maybe they're getting ready to upgrade or discontinue or something. I don't know. Maybe they want to get rid of their inventory. I'm going to try to make the Bergen Ham Fest. See what they have over there.
I guess that's in Connecticut?
No, it's here in New Jersey. It's called Barra, Bergen Amateur Radio Association, I think. They call it the Barra Ham Fest. It's over in, I can't remember the name of the town. It's not too far from where I work.
Bergenfield?
No. Geez, I can't remember the name of the town, but I looked it up on the map. It's not that far away. It'll all come down 46 and get off, I'll come down the Garden State and get off one of the first exits, like 168 or something. And that's not too far away from there. I wish I could remember the name of the town.
Teaneck.
Isn't that Wardell?
Teaneck.
Doradell. Well, when I get to work, I'll look it up. My smartphone.
Teaneck. Paramus or Teaneck?
No, it's Washington Township, it said.
Oh, okay. I guess that's a new place. They used to have it at Fairleigh Dickinson University in Teaneck.
So, where my phone works, Charlie.
Good morning, Don.
Good morning. I'm fairly awake here. WA2Z07.
Hey, you doubled with somebody, but you won, whoever that other station was. Go ahead, N1LU.
Good morning, Rocky. Good morning, John. Oh, and Carlos, good morning.
Morning, Don.
Good morning, Don and Felicity.
And Rocky, how are you?
Okay, got no complaints. I didn't get a chance to text you with that figure yet, but I will try to do that today, okay?
Outstanding, very good. Thank you. Let's see, what else? New around here. I heard you guys talking about antenna tuners. I haven't tried my new MFJ tuner yet. It's the MFJ 929.
and it's supposed to be a pretty good one. Over to you, Charlie.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that model number. Well, what are you going to use that with?
The long piece of TINS bus wire I'm going to use for long wire antenna.
Okay, very good. Just wanted to drop down to low power. Just pulled into my spot. I'll just relax and finish my cup of coffee. What radio are you on, Don?
The 857 Delta.
Yeah, okay, you're a little light for some reason. I guess maybe because you're talking softly and maybe a little bit farther away from the mic.
Okay, this is the way I usually talk now.
Yeah, that's much better. That's much better. Makes a big difference. Keep that in mind. If you get too far away from the mic, we can't hear you that well. I mean, we can, you know, base stations can hear you, no problem. It's a little bit harder on me in a car. But yeah, that's perfect where you are now.
Okay, very good. I have Rocky's speaker mic here all ready to go, and I'm going to lend him my Comet SMA 24 antenna. It's the one you saw over at the wagon wheel.
Okay, well, I'm going to see Rocky on Monday, so I'll get your mic back, and then we'll make plans to get together and make the exchange, and then I'll be going back to Rocky's place.
Okay, outstanding. With that, I'll say 7-3. I guess you could tell I'm kind of groggy here. And talk to all you guys soon. I guess, let's see, I don't know who gets it. Carlos, I guess. KD2DKO and a group WA2ZOZ will be clear.
Alrighty, Don, you have a good night. You sound really groggy. So let me throw it over to Rocky so he can say 70 degrees. Over to you, Rocky.
Thanks, Carlos. Don, have a good night. I'll try to shoot you that text today. Over to you, John, and then give it to Charlie, KD2VOR.
Hey, very good. All right, there. Nice hearing you, Don, and have a good night. Take care. And back to you there, Charlie. Oh, yeah, Charlie, the audio is really loud. I got to turn my volume down every time I almost come on. I'll wake up as you're riding the building here.
You're saying I'm really loud?
Yeah, roger that. Affirmative.
Hey, good, good. I like loud audio.
I do too, but you know, I got to turn the volume down because you're louder than everybody else.
Actually, I'm glad you said something. I'm going to try. This radio's got a couple of settings on it. I'm going to try it and see if it affects anything. It's mic sensitivity. I'm going to see if that changes the audio quality at all, or if it just, you know, makes the microphone less sensitive or more sensitive to background noise. So hear how I sound now. I believe this is on medium. I'm going to change it and put it on low when I come back. So tell me if you hear any changes. This is N1LU. Give me a minute or two. Okay. Am I doubling? N1LU. This is N1LU. Talking the same way, same distance. But I put it on low sensitivity. Do you notice any change?
Oh, yeah. Big difference. Medium was much better. Low was a little too sensitive as far as not being as loud.
All right, well, here, I'm going to make another change. I'm closer to the microphone. Does that make up for it?
It makes up for it, no doubt. But I think the medium level was best.
All right, stand by. All right, this is N1LU. Now it's on high. Any difference on high? This is N1LU, Carlstadt, New Jersey.
Yes, well, yeah, the sensitivity was high. When you talk normal, you didn't have that settings, and at all, you just regularly. Is that right?
I'm not sure what you're asking. The whole time I've been talking to you guys for past month or so, it's been on medium. Now I just put it on high. I tried low. You said that was no good. So instead of going back to medium, now I went to high. This is called mic sensitivity, so I guess it makes it, when you put it on high, the mic sensitivity is a lot higher, and I guess it transmits the audio differently. But I'm just curious if you noticed the difference between what I had it on originally in medium to high now.
Well, you backed off on the microphone, correct?
No, I'm pretty much, you know, where I normally talk.
Okay. There was a little bit of difference. But the medium, the low was not as good. The medium and the high are good.
Okay. All right, well, this is high. I'm going to go back to medium. Tell me if you notice a difference between medium and high. This is high. This is N1LU, Carlstadt, New Jersey.
It sounds about almost the same. What do you think there, Rocky?
Yeah, there wasn't much difference between high. I think, Charlie, whatever you were on when you were talking earlier, I think you should just leave it right where it was.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, that's what I'm on now. This is back to medium. So low is no good at all. Medium and high are okay. So I'll just leave it on medium then.
I can see John's point with people in a house. You do have very loud audio, which is great. Like you said, it's not a problem. But, you know, I don't adjust my volume. You do come in the loudest, so that's a good compliment towards you.
Yeah, well, sometimes I adjust my volume, especially if I'm in the car, because, you know, it's hard to hear the guys that are lower. You know, like John is soft-spoken, and Carlos sometimes is a little noisy, so I have to loud my volume, turn that up, and then when you come on, because you're loud, and Don, when he comes on the 605 TQ, he's very loud, then I'll have to go, you know, back and forth. But, I don't do it a lot. Sometimes I just try to, you know, try to deal with the lower guys and find a happy medium with the volume.
Very good. Okay, let me get ready for the mobile. KD2BOR, KD2DKO, over to you.
Hey, Rocky. You know what I was going to ask you guys, maybe you can answer this one, Charlie. Do you know if there's anything out there that would stabilize audio as far as, like if somebody's coming in really loud and somebody else is coming in really low, will it give you basically an even decibel for all the incoming audio? Do you want this to be right?
I don't know of such a device. There may be one out there, but no, I don't know of anything like that.
All right, well, as far as your audio is concerned, I think the low setting kind of sounded, it made you sound no different than when you're on the balcony. And the medium level, I think, is good. The high level, though, that's the booming sound. It's not over-modulating, but it's really powerful. Something very strong.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll keep it on medium. I don't want to have to change the way I talk or where I hold the microphone. I'm used to this position. That was the problem with the Lenko. I had to remember to back off the mic because it was so sensitive, and really was almost over-modulating from being so loud. So I had to remember to keep it at a fairly good distance. With this one, I can I'm about 2 or 3 inches away now, and that's how I'm comfortable with talking.
Could you take that radio and actually, if you hook it up as a base station, would it have a different sound if you used a base station microphone, or is it just a set audio?